Great Country Q94, Cody Shamble here with you, and I am joined by last week's Papa Murphy's Subway Athlete of the Week, Jenna James, a student athlete from Fenimore High School, joining us here. Jenna, congratulations first off. Thanks for joining us here.
Yep, thank you.
So you got your Eagles back on track with some help from some teammates as well here a couple weeks ago. 4-1 week for you. First off, 5 games in 1 week. There's always that adage where it's like, hey, games are better than practice, but it's 5 games almost feel like too much throughout the week?
Yeah, it was quite a lot, honestly. I think our team did really good. We had some trouble because our pitcher, Kiana, had some arm problems. So we had a senior, Maya, who stepped up, and she pitched really good throughout the week, and also Jessa Brott. So it was really good that they got in and stepped up.
Yeah, and it helped that they had you swinging the bat at the plate as well. First game of the week, 2-for-3, a walk. You helped defeat Iowa Grant. We'll touch on them a little bit. You have them coming up in a playoff matchup here next week as well. But then 2-for-3 the next night, a walk, 3 RBIs, a run scored to beat Waseca Steuben, another very good team. You beat Riverdale. You went 4-for-4. What is it like going 4-for-4 in a game? I don't think I ever did that growing up at all. Is there pressure building as each at-bat goes along, or did you kind of just block it out and didn't really know you had been on all 4 times on base?
Well, when I'm, like, batting, I try not to think too much about, like, if I've been on or not, because sometimes I get in my head. But honestly, I'm just, like, not trying to do too much when I step up to the plate. I'm just trying to get on, get some base hits, because sometimes if I try to do too much, it doesn't go as well as I want. So I try to stay relaxed and let whatever happen happen.
To that point, on Saturday, you went hitless in your first game of the day, but you bounced back nicely, 3-for-5 with a walk, scored 4 times. How much does it help having so many good players around you? Because you can get on base as many times as you want, but scoring 4 times means the girls behind you are helping you get around the bases as well.
Right. It's really nice to be able to trust your teammates to hit you home and let you score, because, like, you just need to have your teammates back. And knowing that they're going to be behind me and hitting me in, it just feels really good.
We mentioned a couple teams you beat, Iowa Grant. You have them coming up in a regional semifinal coming up next week. You beat Waseca Steuben as well, a very highly rated team in Division 5 there. This team's starting to beat some good clubs. Do you feel like your momentum is going in the right direction as the season comes to a close?
I do. I think we've really improved as a team. I'm, like, the only returning position player, so I'm, like, the only one returning back to my main position. So I'm, like, really proud of how our team has come throughout the season, and I think Iowa Grant, that'll be a really good game. They've got a good team, so I think it could go either way. We just need to bring our A game and hope for the best.
So Jenna James, we're talking with from Fenimore High School, Pop Murphy Subway Athlete of the Week from last week. Jenna, when did you find out you were on the poll, and what did it feel like? Friends and family reaching out, maybe some fellow students as well, faculty, mentioning it to you, hey, I'm voting for you, and what did it feel like when you heard those things and when you found out you won?
Yeah, it felt really good. My coach was the first one that let me know, so it just felt really good, and knowing that all my friends and family were voting for me, it just felt really good.
Jenna, congratulations. Thanks for taking some time out of your day here to chat with us, and good luck the rest of your junior campaign here, and have fun the rest of the season.
Thank you so much.